DW.
What do you think of dairy poverty? What's the government doing about it?
That's the question posed by a reporter to New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern half a year ago.
This is an issue that we've had raised really consistently. You know, it's something that I'm personally looking into and working on some ideas and solutions.
And now Ardern is delivering her response. Every child should be able to attend school, and that means especially supporting girls from poorer backgrounds. The Prime Minister said around 95,000 girls aged 9 to 18 could be staying at home during their period, missing days of school because they're unable to afford sanitary products.
Sometimes it would be the whole week because we didn't have any access to it at school and, you know, too embarrassed to ask.
I think the worst part of not being able to afford it is having to, like, try and make one yourself.
For these girls and others like them, using toilet paper, tissues, old clothes or even newspaper instead of proper period protection, potential leaks made leaving the house too risky. Period poverty means girls already growing up in difficult circumstances face extra barriers to getting an education. The organisation Kids Can, which helps disadvantaged children in New Zealand, conducted a study into period poverty at the end of last year. Founder Julie Chapman explains what they found.
Almost 30% of the young women, girls that responded, had said they'd miss school or work because they couldn't afford to buy these items. And I think, you know, in a country that prides itself on gender equality, this is one of those really hidden things that we don't talk about much that is actually a barrier to that.
New Zealand has now said it will offer free sanitary products so that girls won't have to skip school. The scheme is starting in 15 schools and should be rolled out across all public schools by 2021. It's set to cost the government around 1.5 million euros. That's about 1.7 million US dollars. Women and girls in New Zealand spend an average of between 3 and 10 euros a month on period products. When you're counting every cent, that can be too much, says one young mother who's juggling schoolwork with raising her family.
Pads and tampons are pretty expensive. People have to decide, especially us Māori and Pacifica, we have to decide, do we feed our family or do we buy something that we definitely need.
The country's indigenous community, the Maori, is disproportionately affected by issues like poverty and teenage pregnancy. Ensuring they have fair access to education is crucial. New Zealand sees itself as a role model when it comes to equality. But on the other side of the world, Scotland was actually the first nation to make period products free in schools and universities. Now there are plans there to provide them for free to anyone who needs them in public vending machines. Meanwhile, the British government has set up a global fund to ensure that all girls and women have access to these products by 2050 and to tackle the stigma associated with menstruation in many countries. Estimates suggest around half of all women and girls in poorer countries are using things like rags, paper and grass when they're on their period. Earlier this year, Germany lowered the VAT on menstrual products from 19% down to 7%, the amount charged on other everyday consumer goods. And thanks to a stimulus package, the VAT on tampons and pads will be down to 5% for the rest of this year. In New Zealand, girls and women are welcoming the move to tackle period poverty.
Progressive, fantastic, we're delighted.
And Julie Chapman from the organisation Kids Can says the decision will have wide-reaching positive effects.
Because one of the best ways out of poverty is to get school and learn.
DW.